Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists Chris Smith and Kat Arney. In part one, we looked at how we keep our body temperature and water levels constant. Well, now we're going to take a look at another important aspect of homeostasis, and that's controlling our blood sugar. So, Kat, tell us more.
When we eat food, the carbohydrates within it are broken down to produce glucose, and this is the fuel that our cells need to make energy. It's really important to control your blood glucose levels to make sure that your cells have a constant supply of energy, avoiding big peaks or dips. And low blood sugar can cause problems, including fainting and headaches, while very high blood glucose levels could even be fatal.
That sounds pretty important. So how do we control it?
Well, the key player here is the pancreas. This is an organ deep inside you that monitors your blood glucose levels and produces the hormone insulin.
And what does insulin do?
Think of insulin as being a bit like a key. It unlocks cells and allows glucose into them from the blood. Say you have a nice lunch of pasta, washed down with a sugary drink, and finished off with some ice cream. Your blood glucose levels are going to be really high, so insulin's released by the pancreas, glucose moves into your cells, and your blood sugar levels fall again.
So what happens when this goes wrong?
If your pancreas doesn't produce insulin properly, you end up with the disease diabetes. And to be specific, this is type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a bit different, and it happens when your cells don't respond to insulin properly. If it's not treated, diabetes could be very dangerous or even fatal, as a person's blood sugar levels can soar incredibly high. Luckily, some clever doctors in the 1920s discovered that insulin was the key to diabetes, and this has led to treatments for the disease.
Who were they?
Well, way back in 1921, Frederick Banting and Charles Best made an extract from pancreas. And when they tested their extract on diabetic dogs, they found it made them better. And by 1922, they were carrying out tests of their extract on humans. Even patients in a coma could be treated with the extract, which was later discovered to contain insulin. And initially, insulin was made from cows, horses, pigs, and even fish pancreases.
I'm assuming that people today don't get ground-up pancreas. So how's someone treated if they have diabetes now?
Well, genetic engineering technology means that we can now make human insulin using bacteria grown in the lab. But a person still has to inject themselves with insulin before a meal, and that helps their cells to take up glucose, keeping their blood sugar levels stable. People with diabetes should also carefully monitor their diet and take special care over how many carbohydrates they eat, as these release glucose. So this would include watching how much bread, sweets and pasta you eat. Really, all kinds of sweet and starchy food.